not being messy. I'm just giving you a sample.
You're mad because you did it. I just say it. Hey, hey, good morning, guys. Welcome to Dish Decorum, where we talk entrepreneurship, trending tabloids, and fun fashion. I'm super excited to be here with you guys on this Saturday morning. Y'all already know I have Jariel with me. Jariel, how are you?
I am good, Tamar. How you doing today?
I'm doing fabulous, love.
That's what's up.
What did you do yesterday?
You know, work, work, and work.
Work, work, don't stop.
Work, work, don't stop. Money don't stop.
All right. Sounds about right to me.
Okay.
What did I do yesterday?
Yeah, what did you do?
I don't know what I did yesterday, but I can tell you what I ate yesterday.
Okay, what did you eat tomorrow? What was on the menu?
It was some nice lemon pepper baked chicken. Oh, some mac and cheese. Mm. Cornbread made with the prima donna cookware. The pie pan. Oh, my goodness. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
I wanted some greens, but it had pork in it, so I did not have the greens.
Dang.
Everything else was yum, 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 yum. Delicious. And corn. Corn was very good. Love corn. Yep. Definitely love corn.
That sounds wonderful.
Yep. And what I had to drink, water? Did I have water? I think I had water to drink. But you know what I'm ready to drink now? What? I'm ready to drink some tea.
Me too.
What time is it?
It's time for celebrity tea.
Get closer. Come here. Jariel.
Yes.
So, I just absolutely love that Kanye and Kim gives us something to talk about the entire time. Like, they are very entertaining right now, and we're going to keep eating this up and talking about it.
Okay.
Not the Khloe and Tristan one, though.
Yes, please.
We're done with
please
that.
Please don't done. Bring them up anymore.
But Kanye and Kim, we can always do them. So, Kanye was allegedly not invited to their child's birthday party. Yep.
She didn't send me an invite. I can't believe it.
Yep. Kim thought they were going to have a separate birthday party. That's what she claimed.
Well, so, I mean, but I seen him after a while. He snuck into the birthday party. He was there after a while.
Yes. He asked Tristan, and Tristan somehow had to ask permission for the birthday party.
Wow.
Travis ended up giving him the address.
Wow.
Clap, 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 clap. Mm-hmm. That's what it was. So, overall, do we think Kanye should have been invited to the birthday party? Do you think he should have been invited?
Of course, that's his daughter. I don't understand why he would not.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's just being a B word.
Yeah, also a B word. And also, he basically is trying to put it out there that he doesn't want to put that narrative out on them. Basically saying they are trying to paint a certain narrative of what's the name? Chicago
yeah,
is the
Chicago.
Name. There, he didn't want to paint the name. I mean, paint a negative narrative that he wasn't there for his child's birthday party because it was going to imprint in her mind. Now, if he was there at that birthday party, seeing on that video, people looked very uncomfortable. In that video, it just kind of looked weird.
You talking about with him, with Kanye and his daughter?
Yeah, when Kanye was there, it just looked very weird up in the video.
But you know, most of those guests were her guests, so
exactly, yeah. So it was very weird because I'm pretty sure they knew what was going on.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure they knew. Like they, no one's just gonna be like, "Oh, hey, Kanye!" Like they know what was going on.
Yeah.
So it was probably uncomfortable for him to even be there. But I know a time when I was uncomfortable being at a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
It was with you, actually. I took you and my model sister, Kaya. We were at...
Yes, I understand. I remember.
Yes, I felt very uncomfortable.
I did
how
too.
We went to this lady's fabulous 50th birthday party.
Y'all, we walked
she,
in.
It, yes, she invited me mm-hmm. to something before and I didn't go. So she invited me to this and she wanted me to come. And I wanted to make sure that I was going to be there. So as I showed up with her Victoria's Secret gift, ready to give it to her so she can show off for her man.
That's incarcerated, y'all. Don't forget that.
Yes. I was going to go there, but yes.
Well, it's already been took because she stood you up. So she already took it there.
It's just, I think that it's just ridiculous for that to happen. But when we showed up with the roses and the gifts, what happened?
We walked in, y'all, and it was, we just seen, you know, all eyes were on us.
Because, you know, we stole the show.
Yeah, because
we always steal the show everywhere we go.
It was a color-coordinated party, black and gold, y'all.
She didn't even tell us.
And we was not with it. It was all formal. Nobody even.
I wore red to try to match her, and you got people in black and gold. Black and gold. Don't like it. Don't like it. So it was weird. Completely weird. And she wasn't answering the phone. She eventually called me back and things, but I was already gone. I was already done. It was already over.
Yeah.
So happy belated birthday, ma'am. I never got a chance to tell you. Happy belated birthday, ma'am. Happy belated birthday. Moving on, Britney Spears is threatening to sue her sister, Jamie Lynn. Ooh. Yep, Britney's lawyer basically sent out a cease and desist to... Was it a cease and desist?
It was a cease and desist.
A cease and desist, sent it out to Jamie, stating that she can't trash Britney while trying to promote her book. Britney fans are posting negative comments and reviews about the book.
That is crazy. But we know who the moneymaker is in the family. And I feel like her family is just honestly hating on her.
Duh.
Because she has her freedom and she can do whatever she wants.
She's not. Britney is finally free. Mm-hmm. Let her be free and dance naked. Y'all happy to see Ari and Dream Doll and Cash Doll and Nicki Minaj and Trina and Lil' Kim and Rihanna naked.
I'm
ridiculous.
It's a difference. You know what? I don't want to be too mean. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, it's a difference between being... Most of them bought their bodies except for Cash Doll Rihanna. And Britney is shaped like a box. So the comparison is just... I wouldn't want to see her like... free and naked either and dancing. But Britney, I love you. I think your music though. Like,
I think it's just body shaming. I think it's body shaming. Because I think that people also say they don't like seeing Lizzo naked either.
But at least Lizzo, she shaped like... I don't know. I just don't like box-shaped people. That's personally me. I'm trying not to body shame, but it's just personally me. I just don't like box-shaped people. It makes me crazy.
With that being said, let's move on. Megan Fox engagement ring. Megan Fox engagement ring. Machine Gun Kelly, he put a ring on it. He put a ring on Megan.
Yay, congratulations.
Now, here's what y'all didn't know. When he put the ring on, he wanted to make sure she can't take the ring off. He put thorns in it so that if she tries to remove it, it hurts. Like, it's crazy.
That is crazy, but you know, that will make her stay. Make her keep a ring on, so I understand.
And you know they drank each other's blood too, so that's no mystery either.
That was pretty different.
But. What in the American Horror Story?
That's taken me out. Because it's just like that.
So, Joria, do you feel like, is this a recipe for disaster?
Yes. No. I'm not going to say yes. It's not. I feel like they're good together, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe they feel like they're going to be in it to the end.
I hope so.
I hope so as well.
I hope so. Neo says today's R&B doesn't have any more romance.
Gasp!
It doesn't. Yes. Yeah, you know, I Love You has been replaced with You My Bitch. So it's fine.
And agree, yeah.
You
know, I agree.
Do you agree, Tamar?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. What they said, Future was at the top of the R&B chart. You know that's a problem.
Exactly. Why is Future at the top of the R&B chart? I haven't heard that one, but that's out of pocket. Above Chris Brown? Above Chris Brown. Oh, Lord Jesus. Because that man. Whew.
That's crazy. So what do you use like R&B songs for nowadays?
Well, I'm more of a like calm type of R&B, like so more soul. Like I like more beats and melody in my head type of thing.
Someone in a million, you are,
and baby, you're the I ever had, best I ever had, and no certain that
there ain't nothing better. There ain't nothing better than me. Stupid.
Out of pocket.
Okay. The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Candy, is coming out with a new spinoff series called Candy and the Gang.
Yes, Portia posted and I seen that.
Child. So, my overall look of the show, we know it looks hood. Everybody is laying on their back with each other. The manager is sneaking around and laying with the hostess. We're definitely going to see a lot of body in the show.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I want to go visit the restaurant.
I do too. I really want to see how it is.
I wonder if I. Well, we know if we visit it, we're not going to see all the action.
Yeah, no. Well, maybe sometimes you get lucky.
It's just TV.
Because I heard their restaurant is very, like, hood and just, I don't.
So it's nowhere to be, only if you want free entertainment.
Yes,
basically.
It's like the pink teacup. Have you ever heard of the pink teacup?
Oh, I ate there.
Have you ate there? Yes, did when you I like went to Miami.
Oh, yes, it was so good.
Yes.
He gave us shots. I mean, Sandy. Like,
I love
it. It was so good.
I can't
we
even
sat
love.
Outside, had the hookah. They brought us some more free shots. Like, I absolutely loved the pink teacup. And when it shut down, I was so sad. Like,
shut down now?
In Miami, they're not there anymore.
Wow.
In Miami.
I wonder what happened. Oh, we gotta get back on Candy.
Oh yeah. Well, they're more interesting, so we'll be talking about them.
Yeah, they
but
are.
I was so sad that they shut down, and they also didn't get renewed for I think a season 3 or season 4.
They didn't?
No. Bruh. I love their show.
I don't, maybe they didn't want that because you know it was.
Maybe that's what Candy is trying to make it look like. One of those shows.
Yeah, more than
how
likely.
They had that drama
but
there.
I don't, but not that much drama, because you know Bravo ain't playing that.
Yeah, Bravo's
yeah,
not playing
Bravo
it.
Bravo is not finna do all that no. with them, because they was getting it in on the pink teacup.
Mm. So how do you feel about the staff fornicating with each other?
I'm professional.
For Candy, I'll be watching,
yes,
I'll be reviewing, and
too.
I'll be shading.
I will be tuning in because Portia, hope they don't do her like they did Portia because,
ooh,
baby, Bravo did her bad.
Well, you know, more people like Candy than they like Portia anyway. They always try to find
Candy
a reason to not like Portia.
Candy is a mediator, though.
Yeah,
you know? She's
Candy,
just in the middle.
Yeah, she's not. She hasn't had, like, a lot of problems, really. Huh. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Jenny Nguyen, is being exposed for her racial comments towards Black Lives Matter. Now, what I seen was, I was living in the time, which was what, some days ago? Some days ago. I was living in that time days ago and seen when it resurfaced and showed where she was sharing a plethora of post that was basically against Black Lives Matter. Like,
wow.
Now she's on to a show. And you know when you first start on a Real Housewives show,
uh-huh,
that's when all the dirt gonna start going out.
Yeah.
So in your little first season of all the dirt start kicking in and Bravo, I feel like they be holding stuff back and they be the one releasing.
Yes.
You gotta
do.
Watch out for producers
they
because
they will be sneaking.
They will say,
yep,
they will release it and they will
line.
Let they will make a good storyline, mm-hmm, without you even noticing.
Exactly.
That's just
because
how it
as
is.
You
because
roll
it's
the
good
camera,
TV.
You don't notice. You know, you just keep going.
It's
with
good
it.
TV. You think that when you were trying to get casted for this show, you think they didn't research you and look you up and stalk your page?
She
they do all of
that.
That.
Yeah.
They did all
they
of that. So
everybody.
They seen that. They've been seeing that. So,
well,
that resurfaced. But first of all, we don't even know who this lady is on the show. Like, why was she even casted for this show? She has no fashion sense. She looks horrific in her confessionals. Wow. She doesn't bring any comedy. She has no storyline. Her man is going crazy, flipping pages, looking for another wife, a sister wife. Who is a sister wife? This woman?
Oh my gosh, I ain't heard that.
Who is this woman? She came for Mary saying she was offended by Mary saying she has slanted eyes. But look what them backfired, sis.
This. Black Lives Matter, baby.
So in the post, it read, hundreds of blacks shot and killed by other blacks every week. She was basically taking away the real story of police brutality by bringing up black on black crime to overshadow it. Like downplaying it, so to speak. She's downplaying. I don't know. But that's the only thing that I'm going to talk about on the post, because the rest is distasteful, sick, and disgusting. And I don't want to talk about that.
Wait, hold on. Tell me who's the sister wife and who's her husband.
So she basically has this husband that wants a sister wife.
And is she going for that?
They talked about it. He wants another wife, child. Okay. He don't want her.
Okay, period.
So
he wants both of them.
He wants both.
Okay, that's what that is. He wants both.
Yes, he don't want her. He wants both.
Okay.
That's all it is. On that note, y'all already know we got more great podcasts for you today. After the break, we're here to talk about people's shady problems. Don't forget to also check out our business feed, $2.99. So steep your tea and prop your feet. Don't go anywhere.
Can you hear yourself
it.
Now?
I fixed it. Okay. I fixed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I fixed it. God fixed it. We fixed it.
Amen.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Decor, where we talk entrepreneurship, training, tabloids, and fun fashion.
Hey y'all.
Joria, you already know what it's time to get into. It's the people shady problems.
Woo-hoo, ready for it tomorrow.
Here's the first one. How do I get somebody to completely leave me alone? So I was dating this boy and we just don't mesh. Once it's time for us to break up, he doesn't want to break up. If you changed your number, blocks him, and blocked on all socials. It's not fair to me to try to stay in this relationship, but he always finds a way to communicate to me. So my question is, how can I get him to leave me the hell alone?
Do you want to get this one or I'll get it?
Take it away.
Well, I think you should get an order of protection, sweetie. Yes, order of protection, restraining order, you know, whichever one is better for you. And what do you think, Tamara? I feel like.
I think this is the murderer. This is a madman.
This is a man
that you need to get rid of quick, fast, in a hurry. This person is crazy, so maybe you should play crazy back. Probably get pookie now right from around the corner, one of your cousins, to do a little razzle dazzle.
Okay.
Or you can borrow Christopher Smith and I can get you a cease and desist. That's my lawyer.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Tamara.
Yes, Jariel is well knowledgeable of Christopher Smith.
I'm real knowledgeable on his
Please be on the lookout for Jariel's show. We're just going to go ahead and let them know.
Real with Jari.
Jariel's show is...
You guys got to stay tuned.
Oh my gosh. Jariel's show is out of this world. It's crazy. We don't even have enough time up in this segment to even talk about your show. We're going to talk about it before the show is over, though.
Okay.
So, girl, play crazy back or just ignore him.
I feel like the play crazy back is going to be dangerous because he's already crazy. So I feel like pooking him down the street might be a better suggestion for if she want to get crazy back.
Okay. Yeah. Grab pooking him and let them handle it, girl. Or you can borrow Christopher Smith. I'll make sure to give you my number. I'll respond back to the letter and we'll talk about this. Next, my boss works me too much. So my boss decided to make me close one night and open the next. Of course, I didn't show up because that's absurd. How can I get my boss to be more mindful and not do this in the future?
Okay, you can take this one on.
Yeah, I work a lot too. I guess it just depends on who you are as a person. Me, if it's a job that I like, I guess we ain't gonna keep doing it now. But I mean, it's no problem to me, but we're not gonna keep doing it. So if we keep doing it, we're gonna have to have a conversation. So have a conversation with them if they keep doing this to you. Just wanna play that.
Yeah, at all.
We're not robots. We're not a phone. You can't put us on a charger and then we're just gonna be 100% working fine. Phones don't even do that.
Unless you just wanna work there.
Like, but it's the not showing up because that's absurd for me. You tell them, girl. Oh, of course, no. I didn't show.
No call, no show.
That's crazy. So yeah, have that conversation with them and don't fold. Don't fold at all.
Don't fold at all. At all.
shady show. So, y'all already know we got some positivity coming up next, so y'all can, you know, next week start it off strong. So, stick around with Dish Decorum.
Bye.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dish Decorum, where we talk entrepreneurship, trending tabloids, and fun fashion. And positivity. So, Joria.
Oh my God.
So, Joria.
Yes.
You already know we made it to the end. So, we have to end it off positive.
Yes, we do.
So, this positivity is about doing something we love. Joria, what do you love?
I love food.
Come on, Jariel Badu.
Because when I eat food, it goes down deep in my soul. So deep in my soul that it just feels. It just feels my spirit. It feels my soul. When I eat food, it makes me happy. Now, I'm gonna tell y'all something. My favorite food is shrimp. Now, when I eat shrimp, y'all, it's the butter for me. It's the seasoning for me. It's that Obey for me. And then, it's just food.
Seafood. Food. I'll take it over.
Yes. Food.
The most thing that we love. Food.
Food.
The things that keep my heart healthy. And my tummy fully. And my mind coolly. We love food. My mouth is watering just thinking about it.
Food. Food.
Stomach growling and the weariness and the hangry and the food. serious.
And that was our segment, y'all.
Food, ladies and gentlemen.
Positivity for you today.
Oh, wait.
Yes, that's what that is. We did that. Food, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. But anyways, let us know in the comments how you guys feel about everything today. Be sure to check us out every Saturday at 10 a.m. We love you guys. Follow us on Instagram at Dish Decorum. And don't forget, the best revenge is massive success.